Obviously, huge to get a win at home, especially a division opponent, was big. I thought our guys did a great job defensively, holding the 14, and then offensively scoring 38 points there. And JT had a hell of a game. Obviously, the big runs there. Daniels played awesome again. O-line protected well. Pass rush was getting there. I thought it was just a great team.
How do you put it in words with JT? Just put it together.
It's impressive. It's hard to put into words, to be honest, because when you see the way he's running, the way the guys are blocking for him, I mean, it's special. It really is. And he's running, like I said, he's running hard. He's running physical. And when things aren't clean in there, he's finding ways to get 3-4 and then the 80-yard touchdown run to hit that thing down the sidelines and stay in bounds. It was impressive.
The way he sets up blocks in play, like in the middle of the play, is that something, just something that you guys have?
Yeah, I mean, it's rare, right? That's some of those things. It's the patience. I think it's kind of in your DNA a little bit. You know, when he's a young player, then as you get going and you start to see it more and more and more, and you get comfortable with your O-line, how they're setting up blocks, the communication, how it's coming together, it's good. It's really good.
Ken, I know you're busy on the sideline. Do you have the MVP chance for him?
I did. Validated.
Do you ever surprise you being done these, or do you see it so often that you're like, man, it's just another?
I mean, I've seen it since I've been here, but it just, it's on another level this year for sure. Just the way he's rolling and the O-line set up the blocks and the tight ends and the receivers walking on the perimeter for him. It's awesome.
What do you learn about JT? I've been around him every day versus having respect for him at that moment.
Yeah, I think he puts in the work. I think he's a guy that guys are always pulling for, always positive energy, positive juice, you know, around the locker room, around the practice field. So it's great.
What does what Daniel do for you guys, under center, as a quarterback? Like, how does that help, like, open up things for Donovan?
It opens up a whole bunch. I mean, we're able to have 2-3 calls in the huddle that he can get us to. And that's the preparation. Obviously, we put a lot on his plate. He made a ton of plays today, checking out the line of scrimmage. We had a plays called that we talked throughout the week that already been like, hey, if you get this, hey, get a great look, get to this. And he did it, and spectacular play.
The big catch, the one-handed one in the end zone, describe that play and also how well he played.
Yeah, it was ridiculous is what it was. Obviously, I think he was a PI as well, too, and he made the play. It'll be great to go back and watch the tape. I'm sure you guys saw the TV copy already. We were looking for a specific look. They didn't play that specific look, but it was trust in Daniel and trust in Pittman. Just giving them a chance there to go make a play and just a spectacular catch.
The same thing with the trust in Daniel. You guys getting that third and long to him, you know, hit the shot to Pierce.
Yeah.
What does it take to a quarterback to get that point? You're like, you know what, we're in third and long. We've got to leave. I don't care if you leave.
Yeah, I think because he knows if it ain't there, he can check it down, and we can live for another down. And that's the preparation, that's the experience, you know, that he has. And obviously, they gave us a one-on-one shot there, and went up, and now I'm going to help him play.
I think he's avoided the turnovers in 6 out of your 8 games, Daniel.
Yeah.
I mean, just how big is a piece of the overall puzzle of that?
It's huge. I mean, you take care of the football, and you get takeaways on defense, you're going to win a lot of football games, and you've done a great job doing that, of course.
What does it say maybe about the health of this offense that you have a 100-yard receiver in the game?
I know we're 5 yards away today. We were talking about it on the sideline a little bit. And it was like, hey, you want that 100 yards? And it was like, I don't want to put you back out there. And he was great. He was great. He's like, I'm good. And that was the selflessness, too, of him saying, like, I'm good. Don't worry about it. So I thought that was great.
I'm sure you're living in the moment right now, week to week, but have you taken any time into appreciate, like, the historic pace this offense?
I mean, you're kind of just taking it day by day, and you really don't have time to think about it. I mean, I think, again, it's a credit to our guys, the way they're preparing each and every week. It's a credit to our coaching staff. Like I said, I just think Jim Bob does a phenomenal job with the offense week in and week out, getting those guys ready to go. It's top-notch, and the detail that goes into it from a preparation standpoint that he does with those guys to get them ready to go, and those guys going out and executing the play.
I know you're week to week, but like, what are the emotions like kind of when you're on such a heater like this to start the season?
I think you just stay even keel, to be honest. I think we understand we got a huge one coming up against Pittsburgh. It's going to be a hostile environment next Sunday. So we've got to come in, go to work tomorrow, get ready to roll for these guys, put this game to bed, and move on to Pittsburgh.
with so many games on the road coming up, you know, some of these like Chiefs, the you know, big teams, games, how important was it to get off to the 7-1 start?
Yeah, I think you always want to start fast on this leg. Every team, all 32 teams are trying to start fast and go win as many as you can. But I think, you know, September, November, great. But I think the season starts November, December. And so that's where it really starts to pick up. You got to play your very best, you know, starting these next 2 weeks.
In addition to the game outside, what do you feel like the biggest year to year difference is offensively, consistency, and just the way that you're going?
Well, I think, you know, things take time, and that's, you know, year three in the system for a lot of these guys, and, you know, they're starting to gel, and a lot of them have been here playing together, communication piece of it, and then now obviously add Daniel to the fold, and his experience and his knowledge of the game, getting a tight end like Tyler Warren in the first round to help that part of the game, it's been great.
Well, just keep last one. Towards the sideline, were you able to see if he stepped in or out? We were all like,
I was standing right there, and they're like,